AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An American born in Turkey has been killed in the West Bank. The AP's Haya Panjwani has the story.
An anti-settlement protester in the West Bank tells the Associated Press he witnessed Israeli soldiers fatally shoot an American woman participating in a weekly protest outside the town of Beita. A U.S. State Department spokesperson confirmed the death of the 26-year-old woman, but did not say whether she had been shot by Israeli troops. The Israeli military said it was looking into reports that troops had killed a foreign national in the area of the protest.
The woman has been identified as Aizenor Ezgi Aigi. The 14-year-old suspect in the deadly school shooting in Georgia and his father will both stay in custody after back-to-back court hearings. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are trying to overturn the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll sex abuse lawsuit in New York. Trump was found liable for sexual abuse and slander. His lawyers say the lawsuit was muddied by improper evidence. Roberta Kaplan is Carroll's attorney.
Now, Mr. Trump is here today. He was given every opportunity by Judge Kaplan to show up at this trial. And he was even given till 5 o'clock p.m. on the Sunday before closings, and he didn't show. He had every opportunity to just take the stand and rebut all this evidence. He did not. He did not put on a single witness.
After leaving court, Donald Trump said he did nothing wrong.
I was found guilty of something that I didn't do with a woman that I have never seen, touched, or in any way was involved with, nor would I want to be.
A ruling is expected before the November election. Grammy-winning musician Sergio Mendez has died. His song Mas Que Nada made him a global legend and helped popularize the Brazilian music genre bossa nova worldwide in the 60s. His family says Sergio Mendes died in Brazil after months of battling the effects of long COVID. He was 83. This is AP News. Palestinians mourn the death of a 15-year-old boy shot and killed by Israeli troops at the West Bank refugee camp of Tulkarem.
Palestinian mourners carry the body of Mohammed Kanan, wrapped with a black Islamic Jihad flag. Women cry while surrounding Kanan's body. The funeral procession passes through the camp streets. Israeli forces now appear to have withdrawn from the Tulkarem and two other refugee camps in the occupied West Bank after a more than week-long military operation that left dozens dead and a trail of destruction. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Police in Oklahoma say two 2-year-old children were found dead inside a vehicle after accidentally being left there. A former mafia hitman was sentenced to 25 years in prison in the 2018 fatal prison bludgeoning in West Virginia of notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.